BMW podcast brought to you by the MAC, and today we'll be discussing sex, drugs, and control.
That's an interesting subject. Tell me more.
In Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, we see a new take on happiness. We will be debating whether or not happiness in a drug-induced and sex-crazed society is real happiness.
Do you believe that the use of drugs is necessary to be happy?
If you look at Benito Hoover, he's a very happy person. So marvelous.
I do believe that drugs are necessary for happiness in this society. Because even the thought of being somaless makes them unhappy.
So, do you believe that drug-induced happiness is true happiness?
In this society where people are conditioned to be emotionless, the only way to make them happy is the soma. They also are addicted to it, and when they go without it, they get sad again. Puts them into a completely different state of mind where they are happy. They can never experience the pain of heartbreak or death because they simply take soma and forget their sorrows.
But love is an important element in happiness. And in this society, love is completely extinct. If you were to take their soma away, they would be completely miserable. Their addiction is the only thing that keeps them, quote unquote, happy.
Would you consider John's journey to the Brave New World a search for happiness? Evaluate his degree of success on this quest.
John's journey to the Brave New World was a search for happiness. He was unhappy not knowing his past and his mother's land. John was overall unsuccessful in his quest because he refused to conform to the ways of civilization and eventually began to lose himself in his own unhappiness.
I also think that John's journey to the Brave New World was one in search for happiness. In my opinion, he was both successful and unsuccessful because I think he was also on a search to find love, and although he had strong feelings for Lenina, he realized she'd never be able to love him. However, he was able to get a glimpse of the solitude that he yearned for. Eventually, the solitude was ruined by the media, and John eventually committed suicide.
Overall, we've discovered that drug-induced happiness is indeed not true happiness. Using drugs as an outlet to get rid of sadness and anger is not acceptable and will only lead to more upset. This was the BMW Podcast. Thank you and goodbye.